There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, we got a lot to talk about, but a huge concern is many of you are asking me, what is the UV index, and when should you freak out about that? Have you guys been hearing that lately? We talk a lot about the UV index, okay? Now that winter is slowly going away, and in some of us, I mean, some of us are like in the 70s and 80s, and it's kind of hot where we are. To me, too hot. I would really much prefer having some snow, but that's just me, and I can't speak for the whole city in which I live. But the UV index starts to get talked about a lot in the news, and then, you know, people call up going, okay, so what the hell am I supposed to do with that number? So I will discuss what the UV index is so you guys don't have to panic. So let's take a look. Okay, the UV index was developed by the National Weather Service and the U.S. EPA. They combined, okay? And it's supposed to help us plan what we're going to do outside that day. Okay, it's supposed to predict the expected risk of overexposure to the sun. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, let me look this up in Webster's Dictionary. Well, I don't know if there's Webster's Dictionary, but in Wikipedia, they actually say the Canadians came up with this back in 1992. Then it was adopted by the UN's World Health Organization, the World Meteorological Organization, 1994. And then finally in America, we're like, okay, this is kind of cool. And it's a linear scale directly proportioned to the intensity of UV radiation that can burn your skin. So let's say you're me, okay? Light-skinned, sexy, you're me. And I have no sunscreen on, and I'm not tan. And I sunburn, okay? Let's say it takes me about a half hour to burn. And that's at a UV index of 6, meaning I would have to know this. I'd be like, okay, the UV index is 6, now let me test now. Okay, and then I'm standing there, and I test how long it takes me to burn. Then, if I find out the next day that the UV index is 12, right, which is double than the UV index of 6, I am going to burn in half the time. You guys get all that with the math? So then I would burn in 15 minutes. So you see, you have to know where you are in a normal index. And then you could judge what's going to happen at the higher index. So if it takes you a half hour to burn at a UV index of 6, if the UV index is doubled up at 12, you're going to burn in less time, half the time. You see how that is? Simple math. And you guys wondered why you had to work with all the theorems and the geometry and the algebra and the X's and the variables and the pi's and all that. It's because of this. So a 0 would be no UV radiation. Okay? And a UV radiation is supposed to be kind of 0 at night. I don't understand how it'd be 100% 0 because we're still getting reflected sun. But for the most part, that's how they do it. So let me take a look now. La, 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 la. Let me move this over because I want to be very, very good. This comes from the U.S. EPA site. And the U.S. EPA site is really, really nice because the font is really, really big. So the scale goes from 1 to 11 plus. 1 indicates low risk. So if you're 2 or less, low UV exposure, okay? Now, they check for every zip code across the United States. They take into clouds and other local conditions. So you can't just live in Los Angeles and be told what the UV index is. It kind of depends on what part of L.A. are you in, okay? You know, are you in Santa Monica? Are you in the Valley? Are you on your way to Thousand Oaks? You know, that kind of thing, okay? Because there's clouds, etc. All right, so they have here 3 to 5 of a UV index puts you at moderate risk, 6 to 8 at high risk, 8 to 10 very high risk. At 11 plus, you're screwed. That's like extreme. And that's when I would say stay indoors. So you need to take this UV index pretty seriously. You know, so if they're saying, look, you know, the UV index is about 7, okay? Wear your sunscreen. Wear your protection. Don't you know, not have a hat on your head covering up. You know, what I want scientists to do is tell us what part of the body we can safely get sun. I would definitely say cover up your heads at all costs because you can't be watching for moles as easily as you could. But anyway, I have a great hairdresser. I go to Kelly and Eric at Christoph Salon. I need two people to work on my hair because I got so much of it, and trust me, I get a lot of tangles. So they both have to be there working on that. And so they look at my head and make sure, you know, I don't have any, you know, melanoma. So they're very, very good. I deputize them to be my dermatologist when I'm getting my hair done. However, if you don't have real, real good hair people like I do at Christoph Salon, then I would suggest, nice plug, it's true, they're good. Then I would suggest that you make sure your dermatologist is always checking your head, etc. All right, so try not to burn. You want to also avoid your tanning beds, and because, again, depending on that UV, that's a little bit more of a direct flow of that UV light. You want to use your sunscreen. We usually recommend the sun protective factor of at least 15. We recommend using your hat, your sunglasses, etc. A lot of you guys do not like to wear sunglasses because you don't want to have the tan lines of your sunglasses. Protect your eyes, for crying out loud. Make sure you're in some shade. Be very, very careful around water, snow, and sand because that can help reflect the UV light. Make sure you're getting your vitamin D still, but do it safely. Watch your UV index, okay? The UV alert will sometimes have certain warnings. Again, they're usually posted by zip code and city, and that's when the EPA provides with the National Weather Service UV alert when they think the UV index is going to be 6 or higher. Where can you find this fascinating information? Because I can't put your UV index on my website because some of you guys live in Winnemucca, Nevada. I have no idea what the UV index is in Winnemucca, Nevada. Right? Or in Shawnee Mission, Kansas. I don't know. So I would suggest you go to the EPA site. It has Sunwise. It's epa.gov/sunwise/UVindex.html. You put in your zip code, and then it'll give what your thing. I'm going to do that right now. I want to know where it is. Okay, la. All right, let me see. Oh, it's taking too long. Oh, you know what? These are really, really pretty. They really do the graphics nicely. All right. So anyway, find a place where you can put your zip code in, okay? Bye. I'll be back. I'm doing this.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And it just kind of blows my mind. I see all of you guys with your, you know, chargers. Some of you are looking for your iPhone charger now. You know, honestly, you guys are so much more worried about where your iPhone charger is and how to take care of your phone than you do about your bodies. It really blows my mind. And I'm just like that, too. Did I take a vitamin today? No, I have not taken any vitamins today. However, I did remember to bring my iPhone charger to work. See? You see how that works? I know. Oh, well. You know one thing I was talking about, how I want to try to be gluten-free? I want to see if maybe that'll help me lose weight a little bit more. Maybe it'll help me with arthritis. Maybe just the idea of going gluten-free placebo-wise will just make everything all better, improve the sex life. Who knows? Well, farmers are researching how to grow gluten-free wheat. As opposed to having the wheat and then trying to take out the gluten, Researchers want to just grow the wheat gluten-free. The Kansas Wheat Commission is putting $200,000 towards 2 years of research to understand all the parts of wheat's DNA that causes, I guess, people to have gluten sensitivities. Now, remember, gluten is a protein in wheat. It's not a carbohydrate. It's a protein in wheat. Wheat's a carbohydrate, but there's proteins in everything. Researchers are focusing on various proteins in the wheat, as well as exploring past varieties of wheat that may have fallen out of favor in recent years, but may be tolerable for a wider population. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, if they can figure out how to make it, but nobody wants to taste it. Remember they grew a hamburger in a lab? It was like a multi-million dollar hamburger. Okay, well, that's fine and dandy, but if it's not practical, if nobody's going to want to eat the hamburger or do anything with it, you know? Anyway, gluten is a substance in wheat, and the reason why it's in wheat is it gives the dough elasticity. So for people that have, like, celiac disease where they cannot take in gluten, it could cause intestinal problems. It's a very, very small percentage of the population, yet a lot of people have found that when they go gluten-free, it solves a lot of their problems. My guess is it's not so much the gluten per se, but a lot of non-gluten-free foods have a bunch of crap in them, and that's what they're reacting to, so them going gluten-free is forcing them to eat a little bit more pure, healthier, and then they end up doing better. So the research right now is still in the very, very early stages, and it has begun, actually began in July, at the Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan, Kansas. Manhattan. Remember I told you I met somebody on a plane and he said he was from Manhattan? So I start, you know, talking about Dolce & Gabbana and I don't know, all the other stuff that I wanted to go see when I went to Manhattan. They're like, no, no, you don't understand. Manhattan, Kansas. And I go, oh, man, do people always seem to get disappointed when you say that? He goes, yeah, you shouldn't. I'm sure Manhattan, Kansas has a lot of big sky rises. I'm sure it does. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, speaking of growth, according to this article of the Daily Caller, the marijuana has skyrocketed in potency. You would think once marijuana became legal that you would start seeing a dilution of it because people are trying to get more product out there to sell. But no, they say marijuana is now turbocharged, according to research by Chara Scientific. It's a lab authorized by the state of Colorado to test the potency of marijuana. Now, marijuana, they say, has seen a huge jump in its potency compared to 20, 30 years ago. Researchers discussing their findings at the American Chemical Society's national meeting on Monday estimated that the potency has increased by a factor of 3, and by a factor of 3 with the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, the psychedelic aspect of it, way higher than it was back in the 1980s and the 1990s, much higher level than the National Institute of Drug Abuse has even stated. Now, the National Institute of Drug Abuse noted that in January 2014, that back in the 80s, the THC content of marijuana was only 4%. Now it's climbed to 15%. THC, obviously, is the psychoactive component of cannabis. That's what makes you feel high. The new findings presented show that the average level now of THC in legal Colorado marijuana is up to 18.7%. And get this, in some samples, it was up to 30%. You're almost looking at a third. Now, many of you have said and argued with me on my show years ago when I was talking about, marijuana and if there were issues with overdosing, et cetera, that at the time there were no known cases of a marijuana death. Nobody died from marijuana. If the THC component is only 4% and we don't know much about it, okay, then that made some sense that we didn't see any quote unquote actual deaths from marijuana overdose. Now I think we're going to see some other sorts of data, especially if we're looking at possible 30%. Now, Dr. Lafayette's analysis of 600 bud samples from authorized growers and sellers in Colorado's market determined that some of the marijuana which gets into the retail market is not up to snuff. See how cute that is? They said that. All right. And they said some of these marijuana buds have a lot of bacteria and fungi on it. CBS News reported back in 2014 that another Colorado lab discovered the presence of mildew, gross, E. coli, and salmonella. So in later tests, they found contamination problems, solvents like butane being detected when they did high-performance liquid chromatography, and the sample had very little cannabis. All right, now, you know, when we look at medical marijuana and we talk about what part of medical marijuana is therapeutic, it's the cannabis part, which is why in Israel they had been studying how to take marijuana, take out the THC, use the cannabis, and use that in medication, as medication. Made perfect sense to me. All right, then you get the buzz out of it, you get the impairment out of it, and then maybe we could legalize it quicker, etc. But then you have other people say, wait a second, you don't understand, the high is what's therapeutic. If they feel the THC high, then they may not need to pop a sleepy pill, they may not need to go to alcohol, some of them don't turn to eating, etc. The moral of the story is it hasn't been studied enough. But what's concerning me as a doctor is you guys are buying the stuff off the street or in these stores, etc., and the more easily available it is, the less it's being watched. Now, of course, the government is going to make an argument that they need to get involved, and they need to get so entrenched in this, and then they later get to be a part of the money. So I'm not surprised. But then on the flip side, we cannot be having these, you know, butane-laced fungi, E. coli-type, you know, samples being, you know, distributed either. You know, we need to make sure that these things are clean. Same thing, you know, we're worried about listeria being on people's food and people's food. Well, if you guys are doing the edible marijuana, is anybody checking for these pathogens and what you're eating? Well, Dr. Dahlia, it shouldn't matter because it's a drug. No, it does matter. Okay, marijuana does not know how to kill salmonella or E. coli. Okay, I don't think you can combat a listeria outbreak with marijuana. Okay, we need to figure this stuff out because I'm very, very for incorporating marijuana into a medical regimen if we're finding low side effects and we're seeing it's working. If marijuana is the key to keeping a lot of diabetes at bay, I am for it. Okay, but it's got to be done right. It can't be done half-assed. And unfortunately, marijuana is being legalized faster than we could prepare for it from the scientific end. All right, let me see here. They said, okay, so the cannabidiol rates, the therapeutic part of the marijuana they're finding is low, and that average rate's clocked in at 0.1%. So then the ratio of THC to CBD was 150 to 1. And they say that sample is representative of what's out there in the market. And they say it's disturbing because people, you know, could be, you know, the kids could be exposed, etc. And, you know, you're having some children being treated with medical marijuana because the parents are thinking it's going to help their seizure disorder, whether they tell the doctor or not. But if what they're buying doesn't have the cannabis or the amount of the cannabidiol and more of the THC, this is what people could be giving their kids. You know, it does have to be regulated. Somebody's got to be involved. According to Healthline, Dr. Dustin Sulak, all right, says that terpenes, a compound in marijuana, are responsible for modifying the effects of the cannabinoids. You could have a couple different strains, both with 10% THC and close to 0% cannabinoid. One that smells like fruit could be sedating, maybe a treatment for insomnia. Another smells like pepper, could be stimulating. So there's a lot of things that people want to use this for, and it's very, very exciting stuff. But if it's done half-assed and we are not being able to secure the safety for our users, I agree we got to get some sort of regulatory commission involved. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so men really do prefer big tushies. Yay! I was wondering how I got married. You know, because I never looked like the little skinny girls who were able to wear size 2 and looked all cute in their cheerleading outfits. I mean, but I was able to get my husband. And, no, I didn't get him drunk. I was able to. I don't know why he married me, to be honest. But maybe he did like the bass. It is. It's all about the bass. So let's take a look at this. Now we got some science to prove it, which is good because my butt is so big. You know, if anybody said, gosh, Dolly, why aren't you trying to diet? Well, maybe this is why. Okay, because it is so important for me to make sure I keep my husband, and it looks like men like big tushies. Okay, so they say the theoretical optimal angle of lumbar curvature was found to be a 45.5 degree curve from the back to the buttocks. And so modern man's preferences for this dates back to our ancestry, where this curve back in caveman days kind of let the male species know that we could carry out multiple pregnancies because we had the right back and tushy, I guess, form. It was, I guess, a way for them to kind of look at our pelvis and decide if we were going to be able to be good birthing type women. These skinny minis back in caveman days were not looked upon as great motherly candidates. But as big-boobied, big-tushied type women, which I am proud to be spokesperson of, we seem to be exactly right up the alley. And that gets, because a lot of you guys don't know this, but I knew my husband years before he started dating me. He wanted nothing to do with me. Back in college days, I was dating a friend of his. I looked good, but, you know, I was very, very religious and pure. And, you know, I didn't want to sleep around and other stuff. So, of course, trying to be in college in those days, trying to, you know, play it safe and be a good girl, not a trait that college men wanted. But when it was time for him to bring somebody home to mama, he's like, okay, I got to find Dahlia and, you know, let me just throw some makeup on her and stuff. But she's not a used shoe and she will probably carry a lot of babies. And so, of course, when I went to meet the in-laws, you know, I kind of curtsied and I walked around and let everybody see that I had the birth, you know, the big birthing hips, etc. And they gave him the seal of approval. And I didn't know really what the hell was going on. And so my husband was like, let's go make a baby. And I'm like, okay, make lots of babies. I'm like, all right, but I mean, are you sure you want this? You know, you could sure get that pretty little thing over there. Yeah, let's just make the babies and we'll figure it out. And I mean, you know what? He's still a stayed. I mean, obviously now the birthing hips aren't needed. And unfortunately, I think I got too much hip. But, he's sticking with me because, again, I birthed his kids. These big headed, big chested, big kids that, I mean, I'm still, my episiotomy scar still burns from giving birth to them. But, all right, so they say what's fascinating about this research, it is yet another specific illustration of a close fit between a sex differentiated feature of human morphology. That's my thought exactly. That's why it's so exciting. In the case of lumbar curvature and an evolved standard of attractiveness, this is study author David Buss, University of Texas and Austin psychology professor. And it said it adds to a growing body of evidence that beauty is not entirely arbitrary or in the eyes of the beholder. As many in mainstream social science believe, it's rather a coherent, adaptive logic. And I have to, you know, I give my husband a lot of crap for not being very logical, but he was logical because he got me and I had the hips. All right, so research was published in Evolution and Human Behavior, and it looked at two studies. One looked at vertebral wedging. You know, a lot of you are like, oh, this is going to be good. It's going to be a good study on big booties. And now they're talking about vertebral wedging. Now, science will always borify, make boring a study that you think is going to be big and juicy. Anyway, so the first study looked at vertebral wedging, which is an underlying spinal feature that can influence the actual curve in a woman's lower backs. And about 100 men rated the attractiveness of several manipulated images displaying spinal curves ranging across a natural spectrum. So men were attracted to the images of women that had the 45 degree lumbar curvature. Now, if I could say this on air, I'm not sure how to word this without getting in trouble. But I think another thing is in the animal kingdom, many animals like to mate from behind. And they also don't like to ram into bones. Remember there was a gentleman last week that heard a snap in his penis because he was having sex and it, I guess, you know, she really didn't have a lot of padding. And so, unfortunately, he hurt himself. Well, I think men also are attractive to the type of curvature because, one, they feel like they could hold on to something, and two, they think their angle would be better. And I think guys look at that. I don't know if that's, so I think there's also an attractiveness, not so much because they think we'll make better, you know, we'll be able to, you know, have more babies, but because it's a mechanical type of thing. Okay? However, in my case, my angle was a little bit too much, where I think a lot of men are like, look, I don't even know where to even enter. It's like, there's like two, I can't even fathom, you know what, too hard work, let me kind of walk on down the line. I'm like, all right, fine. But my husband was able to figure it out. He's really good in engineering, really good. He's also a pilot. So he's probably like, you know what, man, if I could land on this runway, I am sure I could get to where I need. All right. Anyway, we won't go there. Now, they say these women have been more effective at foraging during pregnancy, whatever that means, and less likely to suffer spinal injuries. And men, in turn, men who preferred these women would have had mates who were better able to provide for fetus and offspring. Again, they're making this boring. Okay, second study. Address the question of whether man prefers this angle because it reflects larger buttocks. Oh, that's what I was just talking about. And whether it can be attributed to the angle of the spine itself. So they looked at 200 men who were presented with groups of images with differing buttock size and vertebral wedging. Men consistently preferred the women whose spinal curvature was closer to optimum regardless of buttock size. That's what I said. You can't be too big. You can't be too small. Okay? So us having big tushies is very important. I think too big a tushy could be very, very difficult. And like I said, one day I'll publish my memoirs. And in my memoirs, I will discuss how difficult it was for me to get a man because of my tushy. And so that's the thing. That's why I would always face somebody. Okay? I would always have my back to the wall. I didn't want anybody to look at my butt because my front side was always my best. You know? I'd keep my face in the shade. They could look at my curves. And then, you know, they're like, you know what? I'll open the door. I never liked a man opening the door for me. Why? When a man opens the door for you, that allows them to check out your butt. I'm like, no, you know what? I'll open the door. I'll get your seat. No, because you'll look at my butt, and then you'll be like, oh, no, she's got a big tushy. And so men are smart. You know, I'm trying to teach my boys to pull out a chair for the lady, open the door for a lady, but I didn't realize that's just another way for them to check us out. So I don't know if I want to teach them that, because I need to teach them to, you know, not be doing that. Although, if you think about it, I'm Mama Bear, right? It's my job to make sure my little boy cubs, although they're not boys anymore, they're 15 and 12, but I need to make sure that my cubs find appropriate mates later that could give me grandchildren. So maybe I should teach them about vertebral curve. I never thought about that. I should probably say that would be a good woman to mate with because of offspring. See, I'm a doctor, too. See, what's easy for me is I could try to get a hold of those fancy genetic tests and genetic test these women and go, okay, you're good. I don't know what to pass the daughter-in-law test. We got to come up with a daughter-in-law test. My boys are kind of young right now, but I better start training them. You know, most boys do fall in love with women like their mama. You know, if you notice that. So I'm sure they'll find somebody like me, you know, with the big birthing hips, you know, maybe. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALIA. L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network again for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you guys have lots of other choices out there, and the fact that you choose my show means you guys don't realize the choices, huh? Okay, no. I really appreciate that you guys choose our show. Unfortunately, it has been a year since the Ebola outbreak that has been declared over 1 year ago. Exactly 1 year ago, on March 23rd, 2014, the World Health Organization announced that there was an Ebola outbreak in Guinea. There were, at the time, 49 cases and 29 deaths that they believed were from Ebola. All right, family zero or child zero got sick in December of the December before, back in 2013. Since then, the death toll has now topped over 10,000 people, most of them dying in West Africa. Now, luckily, we have slowed down. The disease had exploded over the course of the year, then it started to slow down, waxing and waning. However, we cannot say the virus is done by a long shot. Ismael Ulchiki Ahmed, the head of the United Nations Ebola mission, believes that we could be done with the outbreak by the end of August. He told the BBC that the UN's initial efforts to fight the outbreak were slowed by a combination of arrogance and a lack of knowledge, but that the international organization had learned lessons from that. He said, "We have been running away from giving any specific date, but I am pretty sure myself that it will be gone by the summer." Now, Liberia has been a success story where they have not had, knock on wood, an active Ebola case since March 5th. Now, unfortunately, though, they diagnosed a new patient on Friday. The World Health Organization requires 42 days without Ebola, which is kind of twice the incubation period for the virus. You know how we've been watching people that come back for about 21 days? Well, the World Health Organization says, look, we're not going to wait 21 days. We'll wait 42 days, and then we'll declare that your country is free of it. Now, remember, a country needs that thumbs up. They need that seal of approval, because look at what's been happening in terms of their economies. Okay, thinking that a country is Ebola hit. I mean, look how big and beautiful our country is. Okay, we have one Ebola case that we're treating right now in Bethesda. We have some other people under observation. But if people thought that the whole country was Ebola stricken, you know, throughout the globe, it could affect commerce, it could affect travel, etc. And so these countries, unfortunately, because of the cases that they had, which are still small sections of their country, has caused mass hysteria. And unfortunately, many people have inadvertently biased against the whole country, concerned of getting Ebola. So Liberia is hoping to get the fact that they are going to be Ebola free. 4,200 people died of Ebola in Liberia. Now, several countries, including the U.S., had cases of Ebola from the epidemic, from Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone is one of the worst hit. They are trying to slow transmission there as well. They have a bunch of national lockdowns planned for April. The lockdowns were controversial, but the government said it helped stop the spread of disease. Many international aid organizations have criticized the early delays in fighting against the disease spread. There's a lot of problems because in this day and age, everybody is so worried about public opinion and so worried about violating people's rights that there was a reluctancy and a hesitancy. On Monday, Doctors Without Borders released a critical report about the Ebola response and said the world at first ignored the calls for help and then belatedly decided to act. Meanwhile, months were wasted and lives were lost. The group notes that the death toll remains unknown because the resulting collapse of health services means that untreated malaria, complicated deliveries, car crashes will have multiplied the direct Ebola cases many times over. While certain medical supplies and medical needs and resources were being diverted to Ebola, you had a bunch of other medical issues not being taken care of. The latest data from the World Health Organization released this morning put Ebola's death toll in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea at 10,299. So, of course, doctors have spoken out. Frontline, according to Fox News, many of us concerned that there was a lot went wrong. Now, of course, with any disaster, okay, you don't really hear Okay, as with any hurricane, as with any earthquake or whatever, okay, you'll always hear the criticism. You know, you rarely hear somebody go, okay, good job coming up with ZMAP. Good job stopping it from being a outbreak in other surrounding countries. You know, I mean, I think there were a lot of things done right, but I agree. It was a complete cluster of the wrong that happened. And I can't say the word I need to say, but you all know what I'm trying to say. We had no vaccine. We had no adequate treatment. And by the time our media finally gave its story presence, we already were at a death toll going into the thousands. And we were already having people come into the United States and affecting other countries. We had people in Great Britain, etc., one in Madrid. And so, I blame that our media coverage usually covers what's exciting and what's news. Like, you know, the big headline today was Ted Cruz announcing his GOP candidacy. Well, that is big news. It's what people want to hear. It's big news, right? Has Ebola been talked about in the news as much? No. No, because again, news has to sell. They have to sell advertisers. They have to sell ratings. All right. And there's so much news going on that they have to pick and choose what they're going to talk about. Well, you know, at one point, nobody was really mentioning Ebola in the top headlines for a while. So people were asking me, good, I'm glad Ebola's over. I'm like, no, it's not over. Ebola is far from over. Far from over. But again, news has become a TV show. And that's scary. It can't be a TV show. News has to be the news. Everybody's getting updates. Everybody's, you know, call to action has to be. You know, thank God for a lot of these private groups. You know, I'm a big fan of United Blood Services and Red Cross. We heard about the blood shortage. After a while, that's not newsworthy. So it takes you and I to jump in and make things work. I'm trying to work with state legislators and United Blood Services and Red Cross to make a blood donation day in my city, in my state, and then multiple other states. We're going to start working on that because it's going to take us. We get what we can from the news, but it's going to take us to jump in and carry the torch and get stuff done. Maybe we get some news media, maybe we don't, but it doesn't matter. Okay, we have to do. You have to assume that just because something isn't brought up in the news, that it's not happening. You need to know what's happening. There's discrimination, there's racism, there's bias. I turned on the news today, and there was somebody ripping on Benjamin Netanyahu when the subject was ISIS. Why is everybody ripping on the Israel world leader? I mean, this is what they're spending their time talking about, criticizing Netanyahu. Everybody's wasting time and they're putting the resources in the wrong area. We need to fight ISIS. We need to fight infectious disease. Any disease that we are anticipating, an avian flu, another sort of swine flu, a super bacteria, a virus similar to Ebola, a resistant HIV, we should have our government already working on vaccines, have it in storage, and a means for as soon as we need it, we could mass produce multiple quantities instantaneously. That's what we should be working on right now. But when it came to Ebola, everyone was like, duh, what, really, huh, what? Anybody stepping up to the plate? Luckily, some companies stepped up to the plate. But when they did step up to the plate, were we ready? Our first person in America, Thomas Duncan, who had Ebola in Dallas, we had no ZMAP left, our first patient, and we were completely out. And then he dies. That was unprepared. Yeah, I have a lot of criticism, but if I could be positive, we did stop it from being a big, huge outbreak here in America and multiple other countries. All right, we were able to protect a lot of our workers, and we've finally developed some treatments and a vaccine. All right, which will hopefully get cleared. So let's hope we can do better next time. Let's hope there isn't a next time. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Gold. is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.